answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Today's phone tap, I hear, is golden.
No, yes. It's not golden. It's okay. Stop that skewing.
So let's go to Danielle. What's it all about, Danielle?
It's from Leela. She says, my husband and I went to Orlando for vacation. We just got back. I want you to call him and tell him that we damaged our room and now we have to pay. He's not going to be happy, so I'm going to start the call, and then I'm going to conference Leela in, who obviously is already in on the entire thing.
Today's Danielle phone tap.
Okay.
Good morning, VJ. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for VJ Tomadeo, please.
This is he. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Leslie Veteran from Irvine, Florida. How are you doing today?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. We have some issues with the room and how you guys left it.
Uh-huh.
There is a hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall? There's no question about it. No.
Yeah, there's a hole in the wall.
We have nothing to punch a hole in anybody's wall because we have houses of our own.
I understand but did you have a fight with the wife or something?
No, of course not. My wife and I are on perfectly good terms. So I guess whoever is there prior to us must have done that.
No.
So you should have those people checked out.
No, sir. No,
there's no reason for any hole in the wall. We are not kind of people to damage people's things.
And I
so why would we go and punch a hole in somebody's wall?
I don't know. Maybe you had a fight or maybe
No. I'll explain to you. We never had a fight. We never do fight. Even in New York, we never fight.
You never fight with your wife. Come on, sir.
No. We don't fight. We don't destroy people's properties.
Are you sure that your son...
I am pretty sure.
See, now you said you're pretty sure.
No. Pretty sure means 100%. Miss, are you trying to accuse me? Look, come off your high horse here, okay? We don't fight with anybody. I don't fight with my wife. We don't punch up holes in nobody's houses or walls.
Everybody fights with their wife. Come on now.
No. This is a particular guy that doesn't fight with his wife. I have no reason to fight with my wife. We're on a vacation, and there's no reason for us to fight. I never fight with my wife.
She never does anything to you that you get angry at?
Oh, no. I'm telling you, the last time, we do not fight. I did not punch a hole.
What about the cigarette burns in the rug?
Excuse me?
I'm asking, I have to...
Excuse, cigarette burns in the rug? What's the matter with you, miss? Cigarette burns?
Yes.
What the heck? I don't smoke.
Does your wife smoke?
My wife doesn't smoke either. Oh, my God.
How do you know? Your wife could be hiding it from you.
It seems to me like you're accusing me of a bunch of things that we don't have no reason to do.
Well, there was a picture in the room that had the damage to it.
Look at that now. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Sir, honestly, you're making it sound like you're like the perfect family. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah? No. People like you upset me in a perfectly Monday morning or Tuesday morning. You upset me because we don't do those things. So do not accuse of, again, any more word from you. Accuse of damaging something and burning rugs where we don't even smoke.
Can you hold 1 second, please? Can you believe this guy?
Excuse me, miss?
He's totally lying to us.
No. You, hey, listen, hello?
I'm just going to go ahead and charge the card.
No, you're not doing anything of that sort. No way.
Yeah, his wife gave me permission, so I'm just going to go ahead and
charge
the card.
Oh, no, wife did not give me any permission, miss, believe me or not.
So I'm going to just go ahead and do it.
No, because you're going to have your attorney in your ass.
His wife is a lot smarter than he is, though.
You need to do something to the wall there.
Hello?
Prove it.
I have on tape your wife saying that you smoke before you go into the bathtub, so you have no...
Excuse me, my wife says I smoke?
Yes.
No. We did not damage your rug.
Sir.
We didn't burn your place.
Okay, I just had someone call your wife. She's on hold.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Did your husband get angry and punch a hole in the wall?
Well, I didn't see no hole.
Hole in the wall?
Sometimes he gets angry.
How could you say that, Leela?
Does he get angry ever?
I do not get angry, miss. What's the matter with you?
You're screaming right now.
You're trying to put us in a position to be guilty of something we didn't do. What's the matter with you?
Miss Leela.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not say Leela, he smoked?
Leela.
He smoked like once
Hello?
In a while, not every time. Like if he drink a beer, he'll smoke that.
Did he drink a beer in the room?
What? Miss.
Yes, we have a couple of beer in the fridge.
See? You had a beer in the fridge. She just said it. Come on now. Just admit it.
No, don't come on me, miss. Excuse me? Are you kidding me?
Just say I burnt the hole in the rug.
Excuse me? You see, that's something you're trying to brainwash us like we're idiots.
Well, we just have to pay for
Leela,
it.
Leela, hang up on this one. Just hang up on this one.
Just pay for it and that's it.
Excuse me, Leela.
They have means and ways.
Excuse me, Leela.
No, just pay for it and
excuse me, Leela.
Leela, excuse me.
Could you just call me, hang this lady up and talk to me?
We have something to tell you. This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show when you just got phone tapped.
Daniel, oh my God, I listen to you every single day on the phone. Oh my God.
I told her you listen every morning.
Every single morning, I'm like, I can't believe this.
So now that you know that it's a joke, what would you like to say to the wife you never fight with?
Oh, my God. I'm going to ruin her neck.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
That was awesome.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.